Well, it's that time on our show. We encourage fans and listeners to broaden the horizons a bit. We have the wonderful Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art here in town. Our next guest is a returning champ. She is the director of education at the Schnitz. As usual, they've got some terrific exhibits. We welcome in Lisa Bia Smith. Lisa, always my pleasure. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me on again.
I know tomorrow is the public reception for the Art of the Athlete, which we talked about a couple months ago. But I wanted to mention we attended the event for scrimmage, Football and American Art. It's just amazing, the cultural connection, artists outside sports and their contributions, which runs through the end of the year. How's that gone over? And I guess as a patron of the arts, your impressions?
Well, you know, it's been wonderful to have that convergence. It was nice to have that serendipity of the scrimmage show occur during football season as well as when we have Art of the Athlete. And it's been so well received. I think what's been really exciting is to have a lot of first-time visitors, people that were unfamiliar with the Schnitzer Museum, and they love football, they're interested in sports memorabilia, and then to be able to come in and then have them hooked has been pretty remarkable.
Now, when we spoke last time, I forgot to offer my belated congratulations. You were named this summer one of the State of Oregon's Museum Education Art Educators of the Year. I'm always kind of curious what kind of honor that was, and when you found out, what was your reaction?
Well, I was blown away. It's a peer nominating process. All I know is there were 10 people that nominated me. It's sort of a process that goes blind, and you're ranked in terms of the impact you're making on arts education across the state. And it really just speaks to the museum and the powerful programs that we have. I'm just the facilitator.
All right. Being humble, go ahead. I wanted you to start bragging, calling out your peers. No, I'm only kidding. let's get to this exhibit, The Art of the Athlete. I think the fan in many leads to kind of forgetting the football players wearing those duck uniforms are students as well, that they're here to learn, grow, expand their world. So for those who are not yet aware, can you kind of give us an overview of what Art of the Athlete is?
Certainly, and I think you really touched on it. It provides sort of the humanization of what it means to be a student athlete. And it started 5 years ago as a way for us to give multiple perspectives. I think there's a lot of misperceptions about what it means to be a college student, a university student, and particularly a student athlete. And we wanted to create a venue where student athletes could tell their story, talk about bias and misperception. And that's really the role of the museum for all students at the U of O.
We're talking with Lisa Bia Smith of the Jordan Schnitzer Art Museum. And there's a great video out on YouTube. For those who haven't seen it, you just have to go to YouTube, enter Art of the Athlete. You'll see some prominent players, Arian Springs, Ty Crosby, Ugo Amadi. And I thought it was important, Lisa, initially the message was, art? Nah. Never had an interest, not good at it. But how enlightening was it for you as an educator to see how engaged and passionate they are about it now?
Well, it's you always wonder what resonates with your students. And in the studio, I see them responding. I see them respond to this program. But when I saw that video on CBS Sports, I was moved to tears. I felt like I had done a great job. I reached them, and the fact that it wasn't just sort of this lip service, the arts had made an impact on their life, and you saw that. It translates to their lives, but it also translates to the field. It translates to the classroom, and you can't help but just be moved by the impact that it made with them to find connections with other children as well.
Yeah, you know, on the video, you were actually able to communicate with some of the football players using a method their head coach uses about trusting the process. What did you mean by that, and how did that help kind of make that connection with guys who might have had some reluctance to be a part of this?
Great question. You know, I think particularly with the arts, there's always some trepidation, particularly if you don't come from a background where creating art has been part of your life. And it's about instinct. And I wanted them to center that instinct just as they do on the field. And when they did that, you were able to see them flourish and be able to communicate an idea. A lot of the athletes have had some difficult backgrounds, and they've never had a forum to talk about that, and to be able to give a visual representation about hardship and then be able to process and move forward, that's where I find the most, you know, reward.
Now, one of the things that struck me, you as an educator and working with these players, when you see them on the field, we see a running back or a linebacker, but now you not only see the human side of them, but where they're from, what they may have experienced, and those personal stories. To me, that seemed to be very striking here.
It is. I think it's every professor's dream. I try and find a connection with my students. I want to have some sort of intrinsic motivation, find a connection of engagement. And it's through the arts that you can really get to know them and have a relationship, understand who they are as human beings, and have that relationship move on. I still have students that have been in this program that graduated 3 years ago, and I'll get a text just reminding me of how important the arts were of their life, and or someone had passed away and how they were sketching because it helped them process. So those are the stories that stay with me.
Now, because this is now year five, and, you know, sometimes you'll hear about maybe a student athlete from a smaller sport or, you know, maybe lesser known to the fans, but the names I mentioned, along with Tyree Robinson in the video, some of the more prominent front and center players, is there a sense that this really has taken root and, you know, this can continue to grow and be an important part of the curriculum?
I really feel that. I think there's a lot of sustainability because the athletes recognize it. They it's really the buzz. They want to be a part of the program. They see the impact it's made on their peers, and it has taken on a life of its own. And that feels wonderful.
You know, you hit on it, but I also forgot to ask. We talked about it last time, and we kind of breezed over it. Obviously, one of the most important parts, and I'm sure something that is enlightening to the athletes, is the connection with the kids, if you could elaborate on that.
Certainly. And I think at first glance, this Art of the Athlete seems as if it's an exhibition, but really it's a 12-month program where the athletes are volunteering on Saturdays as part of our access programs. And they're helping children with cerebral palsy, children that may have autism or Asperger's, make works of art. And it's nothing about being a mentor in terms of a play or a position. It's about finding a connection with these kids and using art as that vehicle.
All right, let's finish with what I like to call a radio reset. I mentioned year five of this tremendous Art of the Athlete program. There's an event tomorrow open to the public for folks who are hopefully now enlightened and want to see it firsthand. What will be taking place? Who will be there? And how long is this exhibit set to run?
So it goes through January 29th, and tomorrow is an opening reception, 6:30 to 8. It'll be a wonderful opportunity for visitors to come in and interview the student athletes about their work and see firsthand these self-portraits, how they portray themselves. And then we wouldn't be an event without an awards assembly. So 6:45, each of them will receive an award relating to the arts.
Well, I was there last time. It was awesome. The website for the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art, jsma.uoregon.edu. Follow Lisa on Twitter. Use the handle at Abia Smith, A-B-I-A, or the Schnitz with the handle at J Schnitz, M-O-A. Lisa, I appreciate your time. Congratulations on all the great work you do. And I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow night for Art of the Athlete.
Wonderful, Steve. I'll see you tomorrow night. Thank you.
Take care.